This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that India-China border situation needs to be addressed urgently to put the abnormalities in ties behind. He said stable and peaceful relations between India and China are important for not just the two countries, but the entire region and world. In an interview to a US magazine, the Prime Minister expressed hope that through positive and constructive bilateral engagement at the diplomatic and military levels, both the countries will be able to restore and sustain peace and tranquility at borders. Speaking on Indian democracy, the Prime Minister said, "Constantly increasing voter participation in the country is a big certificate for the people's faith in democracy." Campaigning has intensified for the first and second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and road shows in different parts of the country to garner support for their candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month, and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address an election rally at Rishikesh in Uttarakhand today. The rally aims at garnering support for the BJP candidates of three parliamentary constituencies within the Garhwal division, namely Tehri, Haridwar and Pauri. In Rajasthan also, campaigning is in full swing for Lok Sabha elections. Mr. Modi will address an election rally in Karauli district today in support of the party candidate. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will also address two public meetings in the state today. The first meeting of Mr. Gandhi is scheduled in Anupgarh under Bikaner Lok Sabha constituency, while he will address the second public meeting in Falaudi under Jodhpur Lok Sabha constituency. The notification for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held on the 94th Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Betul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued tomorrow. Election for Betul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month, and voting for this phase will be held on the 7th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to the great Mahatma Phule on his Jayanti today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mahatma Phule was a visionary social reformer who dedicated his life to fighting injustice and promoting equality, and his thoughts give strength to millions. The Prime Minister further added, "Mahatma Phule's relentless efforts in the field of education and women empowerment have left an indelible mark on society." He said that today is an occasion to reiterate the commitment to fulfilling his vision to empower the poor and marginalized. The Calcutta High Court has ordered that Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, will investigate allegations of extortion, land encroachment and sexual assault by suspended TMC leader Shahjahan Sheikh and his associates in Sandesh Khali, West Bengal. A bench led by Chief Justice T.S. Shivagananam said that the apex court will oversee the CBI probe. Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated today. The faithfuls will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. In Delhi, main Eid congregations will be held at Jama Masjid, Fatehpuri Masjid and Shahi Eidgah. The President, the Vice President and the Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert for parts of Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. The IMD forecasts moderate rainfall with isolated thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 50 kilometers per hour speed over parts of Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. 17-year-old Indian prodigy Domma Raju Gukesh is on top of the standing in the open session of the FIDE Candidates Chess Tournament in Toronto, Canada, after 6 rounds. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 3 wickets in a last ball thriller at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur last night. Mumbai Indians will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.